بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نسيجدي كلام الكويتي اوف عارف بالله رومي وقت مجلد زمانه حضرت مناشا حكيم محمد افضل صاحب رحمة الله علي. And the title of this poem is آه جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں. آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں, دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں. آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں. آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں. صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو, اس کا غم غم نہیں, اس کا دل دل نہیں. صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو, اس کا غم غم نہیں, اس کا دل دل نہیں. دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں. آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو, ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں. جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو, ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں. تو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں. آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل, غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل, تیری الفت غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں, کوئی لیلہ نہیں, کوئی محمل نہیں. آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں, کوئی لیلہ نہیں, کوئی محمل نہیں. کہہ رہا ہے اختر ببانگ دہل, کہہ رہا ہے اختر ببانگ دہل, بحر الفت کا کوئی ساحل نہیں. دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں. آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں.
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفا, ما بعد. This beautiful bayan presented in poetic form by our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi Waqtab Rezi Zamana Mujajid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marfalahum Since what he's teaching us here, that what a pitiable condition of a person who didn't realize his object and purpose of life and just passing his life as if, as Allah Ta'ala reminds us in the Quran Kareem, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. What do you think, we just created you in vain for no purpose and you're not going to return to Allah Ta'ala? In other words, the true object and purpose of our life is to get this very great wealth of the mashayikh have turned so beautifully that jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi, that heart who has got that real pain, the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the time he worried, am I fulfilling my object and purpose of life, and that is that I don't disobey my Allah. And to get this reality, Allah ta'ala has commanded us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. And O people of Iman, and as our Hazrat explained, that this is the general level of friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala wants us to progress and get the very highest level, and that is the true ishq, the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That every moment a person just got this worry, that is Allah pleased with me or not? And that worry that, Ya Allah, take me with husne khatima, in a good ending, that I meet you in such a way you are pleased with me and I am eager to meet you and you are eager to meet me, O Allah. So Hazrat says, if a person doesn't realize this and he's just passing his life, then jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. And when the Ahlullah take that deep sigh, say, what a pity, this person can't understand. Like your son, you explain him over and over, and he doesn't understand, you don't know what to do. That grief you go to, like our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala had to console Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِيُ النَّفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. That you're explaining to them and they don't want to listen, and you feel like tearing your chest apart, that how these people can't realize. So like that our Dada Shaykh is saying, جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. How sad is the condition of that person that is passing through his life, even he might be making ibadat, etc. You'll get reward, but your real object and purpose is to carry that great, great gift of the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Then a person will realize that what is the enjoyment of both the worlds. In this world also, the real enjoyment is to go through all the conditions that Allah Ta'ala brings in our life, and be happy with whatever condition Allah brings, and be in obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, Do jaha ka maza usko hasil nahi, aaj jo dil ke tere gham ka hamil nahi. And a person, generally people, what we are looking for, enjoyment of life. But Hazrat says that you won't get a taste of the enjoyment of both the worlds. And the real enjoyment is the life of the year after. And the climax of the enjoyment of the life of the year after is the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to get that honorable, great opportunity to get the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat is saying, you don't have an inkling, an iota, and you won't get an idea what is the enjoyment of both the worlds. You can be going to for this tour, that tour. Sadly, you can even be going for Umrah, but you don't know where you are, and you're passing your time in the bazaars, or you're passing your time very little in the haram, and even in the haram if we're passing our time, but we engage in futile activity. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. Then Hazrat takes a deep sigh and said, how sad is the condition of this person. And like our Hazrat teaches us, that you in sin, you in guna, you in the fire of Jahannam and you don't realize, you're still laughing about it. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. Then Hazrat says, if you understood this reality also, Allah brought you into the company of the man of Allah, and Allah give me tawfiq, we make tawbah and make niyat now, this is my object and purpose of life, to get this reality from the heart of our Hazrat, then don't think that I have achieved something. This is only Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah's fazal, aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to qabil hi nahi. Oh Allah, if you have chosen me to come in this Mubarak Majlis, you have chosen me just to come into your house, this is only your special favor. I don't deserve in the least, but Allah Ta'ala's kindness is such that Allah is Sattarul Uyub. Allah has covered all our faults. And as our Shaykh, our Dala Shaykh explained so beautifully, Make this muraqabah in the morning, and when you get up, Ya Allah, you have covered all my faults of the night. And why you covered my faults? Ghaffaru zunub, that you are the one who wants to forgive me. That is why you covered my faults. And Allah Ta'ala gets most angry of that person, that Allah puts a cover over your faults, and then you still go around and telling your friends, last night I saw this, I went here. Allah Ta'ala says, he tore my parda, I covered him. So Allah Ta'ala makes me realize that if Allah Ta'ala just have to open, forget our faults, just our own body. Allah Ta'ala, a person goes for an x-ray and you see your own skeleton, and you're shocked, that is you. But how Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah has put beautiful skin over us, and on top of that also, Allah Ta'ala has commanded that we have given you clothing to wear also. And the best clothing, walibas to taqwa, the clothing of the pious servants of Allah. But the real clothing is the clothing of the heart. Beautify the heart, then you'll realize every moment of my life is only the kindness of Allah. I'm only enjoying the oxygen of Allah. I don't deserve it in the least, but I don't deserve that drop of water. The beautiful dua Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us in that drinking water. That, oh Allah, you have given me this water. In reality, this water should have been very bitter and very, very salty. It couldn't have gone down my throat because of my sins. But how palatable you have made it for me. And where a person realizes this, sohbat-e ahd-e dil, jisne paayi na ho, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. And the reality of this, Hazrat explains, if you don't get the company of Ahle Dil, the people of who have got heart, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained in the Quran Kareem also, after explaining the importance of our life to get the tawheed, the oneness of Allah, and following the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and be worried what is going to happen on the day of Qiyamah, then Allah ta'ala says so beautifully, Inna fi dhalika la dhikra liman kana lahu qalbun. That this, who will take benefit from these advices? Those people who got heart. In other words, the heart is the markaz of your brain. That heart will, people who got heart, that is the Ahlullah. In Tafsir Mazhari it has been mentioned that this is referring to the Ahlullah. That certain their company, they have got heart. And they use their brains to teach us how to use our brains. So if you never find the company of the friends of Allah, you can even get the knowledge of deen. You can be a great alim teaching deen also. But you haven't got the true love of Allah. You haven't got that true pain. Your heart is not a real heart. And we find, look at our mashayikh, that all of them went through the system, that they came in the company of the friends of Allah. Allah granted them great knowledge of deen. And with that, they were very paban on their ibadat, everything. But when they came in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they themselves realized that what we have achieved here, we can't explain it. It's no words. But you sit in the company of the friends of Allah, that Ya Allah, give me a drop of this reality, and then see what his life is all about. Then no matter what conditions you are, no, what conditions come upon you, you won't be worried. You'll be worried, is Allah ta'ala happy with me or not? Then Hazrat says, then a person will be conscious where I go, where, which gatherings I sit in, even it can be deeni gatherings. But Hazrat says, jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi ho, wo meri manzil nahi. That company and that gathering, that majlis, I don't feel that closeness of yours, O Allah. That is the gathering of the real Ahlullah. As Ahlullah explained, today we're living in that time. Even a deeni gathering, we want more entertainment. We want more public speakers that got oratory. But the speech of the heart, that is that those people who got heart, they look for those gatherings. They feel the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the men of Allah ta'ala in that gathering, even if they're not speaking, you'll feel the enjoyment of that gathering. Otherwise, Hazrat says, that might be a station towards Allah ta'ala, or you might be getting sawab. It might be a deeni gathering, but that is not my station. And here also Hazrat is teaching us that this worry of our Islam will carry on till the last breath. And don't think that I have reached my position already. We've got no position in any case. And the sign of Islam is that a person realizes, where am I? Nowhere in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat then reminds us, when a person doesn't realize this, دین غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیرے الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. دیٹ پرسن ہو کنیکٹس ہز سیلف ٹو اینی باڈی بیسائڈز دا اونلی ٹرو بینگ اللہ رب العزت اور کریئٹر اور سسٹینر اور نریشر. اللہ از ٹیکنگ کیئر آف ایوری کریشن اینڈ یو آر اٹیچنگ یور ہارٹ ٹو سم باڈی ایلس بیسائڈز اللہ. Whoever you may be, you can be whoever in the world, but you are attaching your heart to something else. And that is actually what our object and purpose has to be. As Allah Ta'ala tells Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we see our mashayikh, they make the same effort for us. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهًا. There are those sahaba that are sitting in a masjid, trying to make the zikr of Allah. Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you want to be closely connected to Allah, but make some sabr. Go and sit with them and teach them the love of Allah. So, and what is the object? Yuriduna wajha. Only one thing, they want the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give me this reality and all of us, myself far from this reality. But this is what Allah has brought us here in the company of our honorable shaykhs. Till the last moment they worried, how can we realize our object and purpose of life? Every person, not only the ummah who have brought iman, the ummah is da'wat, who is so majority. Everyone we have to be worried that how can each one come and realize what is our object and purpose of life. That we accept, acknowledge the oneness of Allah and become the true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, if you attach your heart to anybody else, then your heart got no value. Where are you able to carry this great, great wealth of the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hazrat says, when you got this reality, now how you will protect it and how you will realize? One is, as Hazrat explained, you won't just go to any gathering, you won't just go to any jalsa. All the time you'll be worried, are the Ahlullah there? And particularly, is my shaykh there? Is he happy with that gathering? Then a person, you'll benefit. Otherwise, and you won't really benefit there, and maybe you might even lose out. And then a person all the time will be worried. Aapka hu main bas aur kisi ka nahi. Koi leila nahi, koi mahmil nahi. That, oh Allah, my object and purpose of life is only you. Now, no, I'm loving for nobody. I'm only yours. Oh Allah, you gave me my life. And as our Ahlullah teach us so beautifully, this object, niyat we should make in the morning also. Maksood man tu wa radai tu. That, oh Allah, my object and purpose of life is you only. And your pleasure. Not that we say we're loving for Allah, but we're not doing things according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're doing it in our own way of life. So to get that, ma'rifat wa muhabbat food then. That, oh Allah, out of your kindness, you grant me this love and this ma'rifat, your recognition. And that is why Allah has brought us here. And then a person will realize, koi layla nahi, koi mahmil nahi. These are the two dangerous spiritual diseases that encompasses all spiritual diseases that come into our heart. My heart, Allah, save me and purify us. That one is layla, you got passion and desire. Hubbin, hubbe ja, and hubbe ba, that you just want to fulfill your desire, even if you are a sheikh, but you want to keep contact with the human folk. Allah, save us. Your Hazrat is saying, I got no object like that. And I don't want to be even famous, ko mahmil. I don't want to be in such a position that people must recognize me. And we see the friends of Allah, the more they get closer to Allah, they don't even want their name to be mentioned, even indication towards them. So Allah, give us this reality that we, to get closeness to Allah, the sign of that is, you realize I'm not a speck in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. It's only Allah's kindness. And then Hazrat is saying, now I'm giving you this announcement. Keh raha hai akhtar babange duhul. Bahri ulfat kabhi ka koi bhi sahil nahi. That this is such an ocean of enjoyment. I'm hitting, so to say, the drum. Like in the early days, the muazzin, they used to call them the bangi sahab. That he used to call out, at that time there was no mic system. So from the top of the minara, he used to call out with a loud voice and let you hear the azan. So like Hazrat is saying, we are beating the drums to make you realize that this ocean of the love of Allah Ta'ala, there's no short to it. It's unending. Allah Ta'ala is unend. Allah Ta'ala is our creator. We are all created. And we are all limited. Allah is unlimited. So this ocean of the love of Allah Ta'ala, jo jo dawadi mazat barti gayi. As you took the medicine and came here to get this love of Allah, you saw it increases. This is the sickness that must increase in my heart. So Allah Ta'ala give us all this reality and make us amongst Ahlul Lord.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-Karim. Amma ba'd. Between the kitab, Hayatul Muslimin of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi. And the third chapter was abstaining from sins and the harms of sins. Coming to the ending of this chapter, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, four qualities in a man render him a total hypocrite. If one of these four exists in him, a share of hypocrisy is found in him. Such hypocrisy will remain in him as long as he retains that quality. These four qualities of hypocrisy are: number one, abuse of trust, when trust is given to him. Number two, when he speaks, he lies. Number three, when he promises, he violates his promise. And number four, when he argues, he becomes abusive. Al-Safwan ibn Ashar radiallahu anhu raised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not deliver an innocent person to the rulers so that he be executed or oppressed. And do not practice magic. All forms of injustices committed with the aid of the authorities in the land, and all forms of evil satanic practices, such as witchcraft, fortune-telling, etc., come within the scope of this hadith's prohibition. The following are some acts prohibited in Islam, and for which grave warnings of punishment have been sounded by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: to mock at someone, to taunt a person, to call a person by a degrading nickname, to cast suspicion against someone, to search for the faults of others, backbiting, gossiping, to revile a person for no proper reason, double talk, that is to be two-faced, to slander, to deceive, pride and vanity, cruelty and oppression, refraining from aiding another person in hardship in spite of having the means, to create loss for another person in his wealth, to cast aspersions against a person, thereby ruining his reputation, to be unkind to juniors and disrespectful to seniors, to break ties with a Muslim for some worldly motive, pictures of living things, people and animals, shaving or cutting the beard, imitating the kuffar and disbelievers and wrongdoers in dress, for women to imitate men and for men to imitate women in dress. Besides the above, there are many other sins, and it is essential to abstain from all sins. Involvement in sin stunts spiritual development, and the noor of iman does not glitter. Sin darkens the heart. Sin hardens the heart and creates a dislike for Allah Ta'ala and for all pious men associated with Allah Ta'ala. Constant indulgence in sin creates in one an aversion for pious company. The consequence is that the one given up to sin goes further and further away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He then loses all hope in reforming himself and in the mercy and forgiveness of Allah ta'ala. And overcome by this destructive condition, the believer will be standing on the threshold of kufr. It is essential to continuously resort to tawbah and seek the forgiveness of Allah ta'ala. Tawbah and istighfar do not allow the darkness flowing from sin to engulf and permanently settle on the heart. Tawbah secures forgiveness for all sins of violation of Allah Ta'ala's rights. However, if the sin involves the rights of other people as well, then a requisite for obtaining forgiveness is to rectify the rights of those whose rights were violated. This is to be done by either discharging the actual object, if the right is in tangible form, that is, if you owe him money, make sure you give it back. Or where the right is intangible, you can't see it, you ask the person for forgiveness. Example, slander, abuse, violence against the person. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu raised that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, At-ta'ibu min ad-dhamb kaman la dhamba lah. A sincere repenter of sins is like one who has committed no sins. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu raised that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, discharge the rights of the Muslim, the brother Muslim today, whether such rights pertain to his honor or wealth, before there comes a time in the akhirat when there will be neither gold nor silver. Fulfill the rights, because otherwise you will have to pay with your amal to that person. If arrangements are not made here to fulfill usurped or this undischarged hukuk rights, the demand for discharge will be made in the year after. But there man will have no means of paying his rights and fulfilling what he has cast aside here. There he will be made to pay and discharge the rights of others in Qiyamah by means of his accepted virtuous deeds. His deeds, which are the sole capital of the believer in the year after, will be taken, and in proportion to the rights usurped, it will be handed over to the other person, the one who is entitled to his rights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and save us, give us tawfiq of making tawbah. And whatever hukuk and rights we have got, whether it's our qada, salah, our fast, and of rights of other people also, we ensure we try to restart discharging them and purify ourselves from all of these kinds of rights upon us. And inshallah, a person will live a happy life also like us.